USDA this week announced new funding under the Rural Energy for America, or REAP, program in the 2014 Farm Bill. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says more than $280 million is now available to install renewable energy systems or make energy efficiency improvements in rural areas.
This will focus on energy efficiency upgrades for farmers, ranchers, and producers, as well as small business owners in rural areas. It will also help to fund and finance energy-producing systems of a renewable variety. Under the grant program, grants can be as low as $250,000 and can finance 25% of an energy efficiency upgrade. They can also be up to $500,000 for an energy-producing system, again, financing 25% of the overall project total.
One producer who has benefited from previous REAP funding is Jeff Marstaller, owner of Cozy Acres Greenhouse in Maine.
From 2001 to 2012, we grew our annuals and vegetables and herbs in 7 traditional greenhouses. By burning 10,000 gallons of propane each year, we ran our wholesale operation supplying the local garden centers and landscapers with plants so that they could sell them in the spring or install them. In 2011, we felt the need for more growing space. We researched how we could grow more but not increase our carbon footprint. I'd never applied for a grant. I heard about the REAP grant and tackled it. In the fall and winter of 2011 and 12, we applied through the process, and I do need to say the folks at USDA were vitally helpful. We applied for and received the REAP grant for 25% of the energy portion of what we were to do. Once the grant had been awarded, we started a series of events that included building a 3,000-square-foot greenhouse. Now, traditionally, this type of greenhouse would be heated by the burning of fuels, whether it's fossil fuels, wood products, or a combination of the two, but we took an entirely green approach. By installing a 30-kilowatt photovoltaic system, which makes electricity directly from the sun, and we coupled that with a 10-ton geothermal system, which takes heat from the earth, we have engineered a greenhouse that has zero emissions.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.